You're listening to Called to Homeschool, My Schedule, Unit 2. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, friends. How are you? I am very excited to share this with you today because one of the things I love doing is helping to make your homeschool easier. And one of the ways I'm finding that is really helpful for people is taking the time to plan lessons so you don't have to. So I can't take credit for this whole thing. My wonderful client and friend has helped me put this together of Unit 2 of my lesson plans. And I wanted to share some of it with you today because it's awesome. So what you have asked, and I am going to do this now, is where you can just purchase the lesson plans as a standalone, because I know memberships aren't for everybody and that's totally okay. So if you want help and like somebody to talk to, then do the membership. And if not, like I'm just making so lesson plans that you can just purchase them and download them and have your school ready to go and you don't have to spend all this time doing it. So I wanted to show you kind of, so I'm going to be, for those of you who are on YouTube, this will be a little bit more helpful because I'm going to actually show them to you. So you may want to check this out on YouTube too, but I will just talk about it for you listening on the podcast. So the way that I did this works so easy for my brain because it like just made it doable. And some of the moms that I've talked to that tried my Unit 1 were like, all of a sudden homeschool became feasible and it didn't feel so overwhelming and it didn't feel so hard anymore. So I love that. So those of you on YouTube can see like this is a week of lesson plans and I'm going to kind of tell you what's on there. So one of the first things I have on all of my unit lesson plans, the first thing to do is cleaning bedrooms and tidying up a house, because that is one thing that I see showing up again and again in different Facebook groups or different support groups of like, okay, like school's kind of functioning, but our house is a mess. I'm a mess. Like, I don't know what's going on, right? So I love like just having that be part of your family culture, your family routine, is that we get up and we do, we clean up our bedrooms, we tidy the house so that we can start school. And we're learning some pretty awesome skills with that. And then we have scripture memorization. So I didn't put scripture study in here. I have a scripture memorization. But as far as scripture study, you can do this any way you want. So if you want it to be part of your school, fantastic. If you want to, we do ours earlier now to include dad and include people who go to work and whatnot. So ours is not actually part of our school. It's before school even starts. It's before breakfast. It's earlier in the morning. So, but you're welcome to do it. So I just have a different scripture on there that kind of goes along with the theme of the unit. And we did then do a read aloud. And this month, this unit, so I like to focus on a habit and a skill. And this unit, the habit and skills are all about obedience and about emotions and being very aware of our emotions, being in charge of our emotions, being in charge of ourselves, and teaching our skill kids some amazing skills. So the read aloud book I picked was Pollyanna, because if you have read Pollyanna, she does the glad game, right? Where terrible things happen or bad things happen or unhappy things happen. And she's like, well, I'm glad at least I'm alive, or I'm glad, or whatever she says, right? And I love that because I read that book with my big kids. And like we would play the glad game and we would do something. So just kind of something fun you can do in your home as you're working on emotions, maybe on being more positive or something like that. Like something doesn't go the right way. Like, oh, I didn't get the colored bowl I wanted. Like I really wanted red and I got orange, right? And like, well, I'm glad we at least have clean bowls, right? And just getting that gratitude and that perspective shift. So for each day, which I just have it set up as 4 days, and each day it goes through, and I love this, this is part that's so simple. Each day you get a book to read, an activity, artwork that goes with the subject, a possible link for music or a link for a video to watch, and even posters that would go with it. And I'm going to tell you about that in just a second. So like your school day would have like, hey, we tidy up, we read scriptures, we do our read aloud, and then we're going to like meet together for our group stuff. So when you get to your group stuff, it's like, boom, here's our book. Here's an activity. Here's some artwork or music or video. Here's some posters. Here's some even optional book ideas that you can just set books out, all those types of things. Some of them have writing prompts, different things like that. And then meeting, minute with mom, and independent work for older children. Like, boom, making homeschool so easy. So what my friend and I did is just plugged in all the things to make it easier. So I wanted to show you one of the things. So emotions, obviously, with life coach stuff. That one is really fun for me. And I wrote a book. And so you can download it this month, which is part of the unit and everything. So you can download it for free. I've obviously got mine printed, so you can go get it printed and whatnot. But it's stop and take a breath. And what I love about this is it just talks about like, if you saw a scary animal in the jungle, right? Like, what would you do? Like, your body knows what to do. And it goes through like, your brain focuses on the danger, your eyes dilate, your breathing speeds up, your heart beats faster. You are now ready to fight, flight, or freeze. And then talks about what are those things. And then talking about how your brain can't tell the difference of real danger and perceived danger. I think I use a word different than perceived because that might be a little bit trickier for some kids, right? It can't tell the difference. So, oh, I just said it can't tell the difference. That's what it says. So it's talking about like if something happens, like you see your friends playing and no one asks you to play with them, a brain that wants to fight might make you feel angry and get mad at your friends for not asking you to play. A brain that wants to take flight may make you want to run away from your friends. A brain that wants to freeze may make you so sad that you don't move at all. So what can you do that does not include fighting, taking flight, or freezing? And then it has this awesome acronym to take a breath, where you'll teach them to breathe, relax, ease emotion. A is articulate, time, and hero. So name the emotion. I feel angry, or something like that. Where do you feel the anger? I feel like an elephant is on my chest. I feel like my hands are so tight, right? So just being able to articulate where you feel it, that it goes, the book goes through all of that. And then time to just sit and breathe and feel it and let it go and process it. And once you do that, then you get to show up as the hero because you're no longer in fight or flight, but your brain is ready to go. And then you can start solving the problem. Like, okay, what could I do? And then it goes through like how you could then solve a problem. So that would be an idea for one of the things. So then one of the activities, another game I made, I was creative this month, I guess, but it's called True or Thought. And so it's just a little game and you can get little pieces. We usually have little bear figurines, or we've done Lego figurines or something like that. Get a dice. And I have these little cards that say true or thought. So your kid would pick one up and read the statement. Babies are born with about 270 bones. Is that true? Or is that just a thought, right? And I have an answer sheet just in case you're like, Meg, I don't know. That one's true. But then you'd have one like vegetables are disgusting. And the kid may be like, that is true. And you're like, well, but does everybody think vegetables are disgusting? Because maybe I like vegetables, or dad does, or something like that. Like, so vegetables are disgusting are actually, that's just a thought. And you can have a thought, but isn't it interesting what that feels like in your body when you have a thought that they are disgusting? So just a really fun way to start teaching your kids like to be in charge of what their thinking is, of what's going on for them, of is this true or is this not true, right? Like, so veggies are disgusting. My friends are cool. What about like my friends? I think there's another friend. I know there's brothers or sisters are amazing, or brothers or sisters are annoying, right? So I have both of those in there because sometimes you're like, that is true. My sister is amazing. Or sometimes it's like, no, it's actually true that she's annoying. Like, well, actually, if it can change, then it's not true. It's just a thought. So just a way to get them talking about it. So that would be an idea for an enrichment activity. I don't have an artwork printed, but one of the artwork suggestions as we were talking about obedience was Abraham and Isaac. So a really great opportunity to bring up obedience, how Abraham obeyed God, even though he was asking him to do something hard, that he had the faith to obey him. So a beautiful artwork you could display, calming music. So we have a link to calming music that is for just like calming your brain down, which goes perfect with the book, right? So this is what's so fun too, is one of the things to like make your house a house of learning. So you can put books up so kids can find them. I know some people just set up a card table and just display books. What I did is I went to Walmart and bought, I don't even know what they're called, but like they hold the little boxes, like they're four square boxes. I know they have a better name than that, but like a shelf thing. And I then put a shelf basically upside down on it to hold books so that all my books can be up and easily displayed for the kids of all the optional books and fun stuff like that. But one of the ideas we're doing as well is if you think about the time that your kids are just eating, maybe they're like mine and they're eating all the time, but like you're in the kitchen and you maybe have a tablecloth or they're reading cereal boxes or just whatever, like give them something to read that you want them to read. So you can do this and laminate it and make it like a placemat, or you can put these posters down and then get a clear tablecloth to go over them, or you can just hang them up around your house. But because we're talking about emotions, some of the posters go along with feelings. So this one's really fun, especially, I mean, obviously they have to be able to read any of these, but you can even talk about them. But it says this, feelings are much like waves. We can't stop them coming, but we can choose which ones to surf. And it kind of goes through and breaks it down of like happy. So it has like the basic ones in the middle, right? Like happy, sad, anger, fear, and then breaks that out. So happy could also go to powerful, out to courageous. Sad can go to lonely, ignored, right? All those types of things. And like, so kids start getting good at recognizing emotions and naming emotions. This is another one that comes with this. So like I have links for all of these things in the unit. And it's, what can I control? And it says things I can control: my thoughts, my words, my behavior, my opinions, my ideas. And then things I can't control: other people's thoughts, other people's actions, other people's words, right? So just like, can you imagine every morning when they're sitting there, instead of reading cereal boxes, they're like, I'm actually in charge of my actions, huh? I'm actually in charge of my feelings. And every day they're reading that like, oh, interesting. And then they have an experience where they're like, my sister or brother, they did this and they made me so mad. And then come back to that and like, did they make me mad? Actually, that they can't make me mad, right? And checking in with that. One was fun, I thought too, is this poster was coping skills of alphabet. And great one to hang up because it's got the alphabet on it too. But it is like A, art and doodling. B, squeeze a stress ball. C, count 0 from 30. So just goes through all the alphabet. X is exercise, that it's spelled correctly, of just different ways that you can learn to cope with big emotions and how awesome to have. I mean, I could go through all of these. This is just what was one pack. The feelings thermometer of just like, even if you have a kid who maybe can't read all the way, that they could point to it and it shows their faces and like, which one are you feeling? Like this one, what does your face look like? And it's like angry, like, okay, let's just feel angry and we can breathe through that and kind of talk about all those types of things. So that's kind of an idea of what is, what it looks like is each day kind of has that, where it has a new book to read, activities to go with it. Not all of them have artwork, but some of them have artwork, either music or a video. We are studying rocks this month and this unit. And so some of the videos are how to become a rock detective, right? Or some of the activities are a rock kit or painting rocks or just fun things like that. And then also I have books for teens. So for their independent work suggested. So because we are doing emotions for our skill, having a teen read that book. So for younger teens, I have this book by Jocko Willink. Yeah, Willink. I'm saying that right, hopefully. Way of the Warrior Kid, Mark's Mission. So this is actually book two, but I read book one and book two. So if you have a speed reader, they could read both. But book two is really great about talking about this kid who is really bugging Mark. And like, should I fight him? What should I do? Should I make his life miserable? What should I do? And like learning how to solve this problem with this kid and getting really curious and looking at the whole picture of why is this kid behaving this way? And so for a younger teen, this is what I'm going to have my 12-year-old read. But if you have an older teen, I highly recommend the Four Agreements. I almost forgot the name because I don't have the book in front of me, but the Four Agreements. So they're just ready for a little bit more depth. But like with history, what is the book that they're going to read for younger teens or older teens, right? Just different options with that. Just a different book for their literature, Journey to the Center of the Earth, because we're talking about rocks. So like it's all beautifully intertwined. to help your school just be easy. So this is going to be available now. And then unit two, and I should have got the date, but it starts the week. I don't have my calendar in front of me. It ends the week before Thanksgiving so that it's kind of like right around Halloween time and then ends right before Thanksgiving. So a lot of homeschoolers, we like to take Thanksgiving off. So, I mean, and that works perfectly because it's talking about the pilgrims. So you can do a lot of stuff with Native Americans and the first Thanksgiving, all those fun things and fun activities. But I'm hoping that this just helps people make their homeschool easier to not have to sift through all the books out there, because there are so many beautiful, wonderful programs and I love, and it is so easy to get lost in all the options out there. And so myself and another seasoned veteran homeschool mama go through all of these things. She's watched all the videos or listened to all the music. Between us, we've read all the books, all those types of things. But I will say one caveat with that is you always need to double check reviews and make sure if you feel like it is appropriate for you. Because there was a book not too long ago that was with Picasso, and some of his artwork was like it was a breast, but it wasn't like a, you could tell was a breast unless like you were really looking at it. So you may look at that and be like, I don't want anything that's even close to nudity. So that's not appropriate for my family. So with any of these books, you may want to go and check and just say like, yes, this aligns with our family's values, or like, we're going to skip on this one. So I do give optional book ideas. So like one of the book ideas that I love, I'm going to grab it real quick. It's called Right Now, I Am Fine. And this is an optional book. And this one, I cannot recommend enough. If you have an anxious child, especially as when you heard my one son, we talked about anxiety just a little bit ago, a couple episodes ago, but it's like sometimes bad things happen in the world. Oh, I should tell you who wrote it. Written by Dr. Daniela Owen. And like, sometimes we feel scared. Sometimes we're worried, all of these types of things, but it basically goes in like, take a breath. And like, right now, everything's okay. And we're going to breathe and calm down our nervous system. It doesn't use the word nervous system, but the words for a child to understand of just like being able to calm themselves down. So I love this. I love teaching my kids through books, love teaching them through experiences and activities, and not just books, but good books and enriching books. And I think that was why we loved our homeschool last year so much was because we studied like in depth of all these countries and wars and all these things. And we just did books like historical fiction or like actual historical books, but written in a really engaging and a fun way. So just made school so magical and so fun. And then this gives you so much time to live. And time to like do extracurricular activities and time to have pets and times to go travel and time to go just be, so that you're not just sitting there all day long like, this is my life and this is boring, but like really engaging, fun stuff. And then time to just go and enjoy life. So I can't wait to offer this for everybody. I'll only have it available for a few weeks and then I will take it off my site just to kind of keep things organized and whatnot. But I've decided to go ahead and start offering these unit plans and help as many people possible. One last thing I will say with it, I added on the bottom as one of the things you can do is writing. Now, Charlotte Mason is really big on writing. And I have found for me that it was killing my children's love for writing by writing every single day or doing dictation every single day. Now, I know some kids may love it. So if they do, by all means, go for it. But what I've done instead is Mondays is just journaling. It's just practice journaling. And then we have a couple of writing activities that you can just download that are part of it. That's just part of the unit. And they're like a Halloween and a fall roll a story, right? So it's like, once upon a time there was a, and you roll a die and then it gives you options. So there was a scary, a strong, a big, a green, and then you have to like the character and you roll again. Like, so there was a big witch and who lived in it and you roll again, right? And then you can start creating stories and having fun with it. And I have found my kids do much better with just fun activities and not writing every day. But like, if you I'm happy to recommend different writing programs and different things like that. But for me, it doesn't serve my children and it doesn't make them love writing. And if I can get them to love writing, then they will just write and they will sit and figure things out. So that's why you'll see that there's just a few suggestions for writing written in there. But yes. And so If you have any questions, make sure to send me a message. But I love you'll get to the True or Thought game will just be downloaded. You don't have to buy anything for that. The book, Stop and Take a Breath, you just get downloaded. You don't have to buy anything extra for that. You can go through it and see if like you already have some of these books or a book similar, or go to the library. So the school doesn't have to be super expensive, right? And a lot of the enrichment activities, I mean, playing with obedience, teaching obedience, of just playing red light, green light, right? And maybe doing a cute quote lesson on obedience. And you could use that with the artwork with Abraham and Isaac and all those types of things. But a lot of the activities, you probably have stuff on hand, watercoloring videos, fun stuff like that, that hopefully makes homeschool easy, doable, and affordable. So please let me know if you have any questions. You can go to coachmegthomas.com/shop, and you can go ahead and download unit 2 in there. Or if you have any questions, give me a holler and I'd love to help you out. Have a great week and I'll talk to you next time. Hey friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.